6 Perek of Erev in Mishnah Dal, containing the halachas of Bitul Rishus. Mimot and Noitnum Rishus, when can this Bitul be done? It has to be done before Shabbos. He treats it as some type of kinyan, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Whereas Beis Hillel says, Mishnah HaShefer, he could even do it on Shabbos, because he's not making a kinyan, he's just removing himself and negating himself. And that's where we paskin, that if some members of the chotzer were forgotten or were not included in the era for whatever reason it is, they can't be mevatel themselves to everybody else, even on Shabbos. Mishnah Nothin Rishus of Ahoyse is a concept we mentioned in the previous Mishnahis. If somebody wasn't mevatel his Rishus and afterwards he carried from his house into the chotzer, so he's basically showing that he is here and he didn't mean it seriously. So according to the Tanakhama of Rabbi Meir, Bein Meshegev Bein Meizid Ereiz Ahoyse, where they took it unintentionally or intentionally, the atas, in other words, he has negated his bittul. Rabbi Yehuda says only if he does it intentionally, that he's clearly showing that he didn't mean it seriously. But if he forgot it, so he's not doing an act that shows he didn't take himself seriously. Rabbi Meir made a knas of shagig also meizid. He asked both shagig and meizid. The might be happening like Yehuda that the presence of Apple Rishus, as long as he did not take it out intentionally, his bittul will be intact. We learned before that if the members of the chotzer took out before he took out, then that establishes his bittul and he cannot retract afterwards.